Well, I doubt that Charles and Karen are completely done yet. I know that he mentioned that he has a special anointing. Pray for backs and things like that. And if anybody is experiencing any problems in their back, then you came to the right place today. And they're sweet people. I was gone when they showed up yesterday because I was crawling around underneath the trailer house up in Aberdeen. I used that as an excuse, of course, to ride the motorcycle so that God could speak to me. I know he should speak to me everywhere. He does speak to me everywhere, but he and I just have a good time on that bike. And he told me on that bike that Charles was coming to confirm some things to me that he had spoken to me. He said, Charles will confirm them. And so he's going to confirm them. Already has some of them. He's not done yet. He can't leave until he's covered them all. No, I'm just kidding about that. Jerry and Mary are here. Welcome. Haven't seen you for a day or two. Bless you. We, on Wednesday night, talked about getting up. Not everybody was here. It will go in very well with being selected. What Charles spoke about, everybody has a call. Everywhere we are, doing whatever we do, we have a call to allow the anointing and the presence of God to flow in our lives. We can't say, well, okay, this is a convenient place for God and this isn't a convenient place for God. It has to be, every place is your place, God. And so sometimes we take risks. For instance, Charles sends an email and says, we're thinking about coming north and we feel like God wants us to come there. How do you feel about that? He ran a risk. He ran a risk of being rejected. He ran a risk of somebody saying, I think you're not hearing God. I can't see any particular reason for you to come to Highmore, South Dakota. But when God makes the direction, there's really not any risk involved as long as everybody's listening. Who was I to say, no, you can't come to South Dakota? We can't even keep out illegal aliens. Why in the world would we want to keep somebody that loves God out? Who am I? Who are you? Who is anyone to deny God the opportunity to operate the way that God wants to operate? We have to quit putting up walls that keep God out, and we need to have a welcome mat that says, God, you're always welcome. Always welcome. Well, on Wednesday, when we talked about getting up, we looked at the time when Paul was stoned and left for dead, and the people gathered around him, and he got up. Now, we can just look at that and say, well, of course he got up, but we have to understand he had an opportunity to not get up if he didn't want to. He could have laid there. He could have said, I think this is a good time to not get up. Because Christians do that sometimes. They decide this is a good time to not get up. This is a time to not seek the Lord. This is a time to not desire God above what we want. Vicki said that the Lord said, you got to seek me. You got to desire it. I cherish you just fine. But do you cherish me? He's cherishable. He's approachable. He's not a mountain that cannot be touched. No, no, he's a living word. He says, just come to me, you who are weak and heavy laden. And so it's getting up and getting up and getting up. And as I talked and sought the Lord more about it, because God talks to me more after I've preached a message than before I've preached it oftentimes. And when I considered the getting up because of the fact that Jordan just got done with ranger training, and when he said get up, I thought about all the times that he must have wanted to not get up. The times when he fell asleep on his feet and fell down and then woke up and then thought, oh, this is good relaxation. We've got to keep getting up as Christians. We've got to keep standing up. And when we've done everything to stand, stand with God being the most important, not some show we can put on. We don't have to impress somebody. You know, I was thinking, boy, we've got a couple in our house now that are, we love pastors, and boy, I better be a good pastor now with them present. When I got home yesterday, I said, I'm home. And I was thinking on the way in, well, this will give Vicky time to tell them everything bad about me so that they can fix me when I step inside the door. And they said she hadn't done that, and I don't believe they're liars. And so apparently she hadn't taken the opportunity. Because there's most certainly something that's not just right. And don't elaborate, honey. But there are. I'm aware of it, but I hate it. I hate the things that aren't just right. And I want to have them out. And so the only battle I have is with me. I have to battle me more than I have to battle the devil. The devil knows he's defeated. He whispers and he tries things and that. But at those times, I have to get up and get on top of it and stand on the Word of God and be what the Lord wants me to be. Well, when you think about getting up, you know, there has to be a reason to keep getting up. If you see the Rocky movies and you've got people, get up, get up, get up. Those are the people that are betting on them and want their money. And there's the trainer saying, stay down, stay down. He's going to kill you. But then da-da-da, da-da-da, gets up, runs up, and wins. But keep getting up. Why keep getting up? If there's no prize, there's no reason to keep getting up. And see, this is the thing. This is the thing that burns in my heart, is that there are so many people who have been selected and even come to know their election, but have not come to know what the Lord has for them. And consequently, they have no reason to get up and be powerful in God. They don't even know that they can be powerful in God, a lot of them, because they just don't know. Because they haven't heard an anointed word of God. They haven't heard somebody say, you not only need to do it, but you can do it. God has a lot for you. There's a purpose behind His calling you. There's a reason that He said, don't forget the benefits. We are benefit-minded people. Vicky said, I don't cherish money, I don't cherish my things, but we like a lot of them pretty well, don't we? In case I haven't told you, I like the motorcycle. I do. But I'll tell you the honest truth. What I like most about it is there's something about when I get on it, me and God gets on with me. I love it when Vicky's with me, because then we have a crowded seat. We got three. We got me, Jesus, and Vicky. And He walks with me. Actually, He rides with me and He talks with me. And He tells me that I am His own. How very much He loves us. How very much He cherishes us. How very much He paid for things. And we shouldn't forget that He paid for them. We shouldn't so easily be robbed of the things that God has done for us. Oh, the devil's a liar. We put up with him way more than we should. We wouldn't put up with any other liar that much. That's why people look at caller ID and they don't answer the phone sometimes. It isn't necessarily because it's a liar. It's because they just don't want to talk to that person. How many of you have received a political recording that you did not listen to the whole message? I knew you were Christians. You're honest. Yes. And it doesn't matter if it's somebody I like or somebody I dislike. I hang up. I don't need to hear what they got to say. I got it figured out by now. If I don't have it figured out by now, there's something wrong with my thinker. And I really, if I thought there was a chance of talking to a human being at the end, I would wait long enough to say, save your money! But we keep getting up. And since y'all know that we went to Jordan's Ranger graduation, As I thought about the getting up, I remembered that Jordan, before he could get a chance to get knocked down and have to decide to get up, first he had to be selected. He had to go to Ranger Selection. He trained for about 3 months, two of them while he was in Afghanistan, one of them after he got home, so that he would be able to endure whatever it took just to get selected. And he was selected, and he was hired, and then he had the opportunity to be sealed, to get the tab. And yet, we have been selected before time. God decided before anything to choose us. In Ephesians, if you read it, it said, we were ordained, we were chosen, we were selected. And he made this decision and he said, okay, I'm selecting them that through Christ they will be accepted. So you're selected, and in order to be accepted, Christ is the way. He said, I'm the door. Not a door to keep you out, I'm just happen to be the way to walk in. But everyone is selected, and being elected is as simple as the name that's above every name. And when we call on that name, then we're accepted. And we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. There isn't any months and months of training. There isn't anyone, except the devil, of course, trying to tell us, stay down, stay down, stay down, don't get up, you can't make it, you can't do it. There isn't anyone trying to remove us from the program. In the Ranger program, they select them and then they want to make them quit. But you see, they aren't going to let just anybody do that. You got to want it. And at any time in that process, they can quit, they can lay down, they can walk away and go back to just normal training, and all they have to do is say, hey, most of us wash out anyway. I tried. I failed. So what? That doesn't make me less of a soldier. But they didn't get the prize. As Christians, we can lay down and quit anytime we want to. And if we really want to, we can even walk away and walk right out of the kingdom of God. Why would someone want to do that? Years and years and years and years and years ago, I began telling people, if somehow I could take what I experienced with Jesus off and put it on you like a sweater, you would never want to give it back. But I was wrong. I have seen people wear and experience a closeness with God and take it off and put it in the closet and think it was okay in the closet. I don't understand it. Because he is so wonderful. And what we can experience, if we will experience, if we cherish it, if we desire it, we come in here, we get to worship, but what we get out of it is exactly what we're willing to put into it. What we are willing to receive. I decided a long time ago I was going to receive everything possible from God. I am not afraid of wildfire. I just hate the idea of no fire. I despise the idea of no fire. I find it harder and harder and harder for me to be in a place where there is no fire. I find it hard to hear the word without an anointing on the word, because it's like, give them life! Don't just present facts. Give them life. Give them a reason to desire life. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. They had the facts. They needed understanding. He said, I am understanding. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. You've been selected. Beyond selected, you've been elected. In the name of Jesus, you've been accepted. By the Holy Spirit, you've been sealed. Whoosh! Just like that. Just like that. There's not some big process you got to go through. There's no work that you can do, because if you could work, you could say that you earned it. A lot of people think that somehow they're going to earn their way to heaven. They hope that there will be a way, and consequently, they don't enjoy what God really has for them. He's not trying to keep you away. He keeps showing you everything. If you will look in His Word, you see the problem. Some people, when they look at the Word of God, they lose sight of the blessing of the Word of God. When Jordan first told me that he was going to do the Ranger thing, I said, why do you want to do that? His response was, Dad, it's only 2 months of torture. Well, it turned out to be a couple more than 2 months of torture. But he had his eye on a prize. And he wasn't going to lose that prize. And as Christians, not only do we need to keep getting up, but we need to be walking in the selection to what we've been selected to. We need to be desiring, seeking the way God wants to do things. And it doesn't matter what it is. You can walk into somebody's house and encourage them. You can walk into a restaurant and encourage people. You can walk into a post office. You can drive down the street. You can look for someone who needs to be lifted up. And if you're up, you can lift them up. But if you're not up, it would be best if you just passed it until you were up. Because you'll just join someone else in being down. I had been praying about opportunities. You know, one prayer, one concern is Joshua. And I was praying on the way up. God and I were talking about it on the way up, you know, and when he was a little boy, he said, leave him to me, and I've trusted God with him, and I still trust God with him, but I keep thinking I need to say something once in a while, you know. And so yesterday we were discussing, you know, I told him, I said, you know, I'm proud of my boys. You know, I got one that's a ranger, and I got one that has just developed a web design thing that is growing and growing in this place where he's working. And, you know, and then I looked at him, and I put my hand on him, and I said, and one day we will worship together again. And I gave him a big hug, and I said, I don't give up. And he looked at me and said, I know you don't, Dad. Because I serve an amazing God. I serve an amazing God. And so do you. How amazing is He? Well, none of us have experienced just totally how amazing He is. But we should have a hunger to do that. We should have a hunger. You know, Charles said that his house church, his group of, they knew where he was going to be, and they were praying, God, have your hand on that place today. Well, I say, whoo, whoo, hallelujah, we'll receive that. We would be crazy not to. I have a letter from Brother Burbs, and Brother Burbs is just talking about how blessed he is that our church reached out to them. They tell everybody how God got them a motorcycle. They tell everybody how they're going to have their business. Those of you who don't know it, we sent them enough money so that in case there was more that was necessary, they would have that. You know what they did with it? They went and fed a bunch of other people who didn't have food. That's cool. And guess what? You have a reward from that. And you should claim your reward from that. And you should get excited about more rewards from that. And how can you make it happen more? First thing Isaiah emailed me, he said, ask him how much it costs to do it every month. I'm praying that he will be blessed beyond measure and he'll be able to do it every day and we'll just be able to get in on it once in a while. Because God's an amazing God. And you can't get beyond his ability. You cannot. If you get caught up in the world around you, if you get caught up in what you can see with your physical eyes, and you forget what God can do with the spiritual, you're going to be one miserable person, and you're going to do your best to make others around you miserable. And we don't have any business being miserable or making people miserable. Yes, the earth will soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But he who called me here below will be forever mine. Too many Christians have hung around for too many years on the premise that soon it's going to be all over. And so all they can think about is when it's going to be all over. And they forgot that with the Lord a day is 1,000 years. Oh, the end is coming. The end is coming. So what? When it comes, I'm ready. But until then, what sort of people ought we to be? Woo-hoo! People built up. People strong in the Lord and the power of His might. People doing and going about the works of the kingdom until the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. Expecting God to be all that God says that God is. Now, in this lifetime, I can only imagine. I can't imagine what heaven will be like. But I do know this. I won't get sick there. I won't be sad there. I won't have pain there. I won't have a single need there. God came to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So there must be something about now that's important. You've been selected for now. You've been elected for now and in the end, eternal life. But until then, the Lord has placed in you and upon you an anointing from the Holy One so that you can live. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that we can live now showing that there is a God in heaven who cares about people on earth. Now there's people who don't think God really cares about people on earth. I mean, obviously if he cared about people on earth, we wouldn't have such a mess, right? No, we have such a mess because the people on earth don't care about God. And the only thing that they think is that, well, if God's so powerful, why didn't he just fix everything? He will. But right now, at this moment, he'll fix things for you. And then when you know how to fix something, you can fix something else. The reason that I went to Aberdeen yesterday was because it's wintertime is coming, and underneath the trailer there's a bunch of heat tapes, and the heat tapes need to be plugged in, and they had put on new heat tape and had to make sure it could be plugged in. And Joshua got under there and he looked at it and he said, whoa, there's a lot of wires here. And the guy told him, boy, you don't want to have too much plugged in. You know how fast trailer houses go up. That one can't go up. It's prayed for. But I thought it's probably best to just go on. So I go and I look at it, and sure enough, everything's plugged in. And it's all plugged into this outlet. Well, it's plugged into a little three-prong thing that has outlets in it. And so there's three things plugged into that. But there's one small problem. It's not plugged into any source of juice. Well, the first thing I did was begin shouting, praise the Lord! These babies didn't even have heat tape on them last winter and nothing broke. Glory! I didn't really care if anybody cared if I praised the Lord or not. But I said, whoa, this is amazing. But they were sure enough all plugged in, ready to be plugged in. We got to stay plugged into the source. You have everything plugged into the source. And then know that all is well. You've been selected. There's not anything trying to keep you from it. There's not anything. You don't need an extension cord. You got the Lord. You're selected. You've been elected. God is able to complete the good work that he has begun in you. Did you know that? That's what the Bible says. He is able to complete. So He selected you before you were made. He elected you, he appointed you for salvation before he loved you, ere you knew him, and all your love is due him. He has made the way. He's prepared to seal you with the Holy Spirit, and nothing required on your part. And empower you and enable you. And so he's able to complete, he's begun all that, he's able to complete it if we will just yield to him, if we will believe that he cherishes us. If we will believe that he has selected us and he has called us and that we have an anointing from the Holy One. If we will desire to live godly in this world. All we have to do is let Christ in us live. Loose him. He said of Lazarus, loose him and let him go. Take off the grave clothes and begin to experience life. Begin to experience what God has for you. Begin to look for it. Do as our brother said. He told us last night, they get up and they pray and they say, Lord, you direct our steps. Of course, they're retired and they've got time to do that and we don't, right? I don't think so. I think we've got time to do that. I think before we ever get out of bed, we got time to say, oh, Lord, direct my steps. It's not like he would say that to me, right? He would say, that's a good start. Let's go. Now, don't think he has to tell you to go to the bathroom. You ought to be able to figure that out yourself. But he might speak to you while you're going. Keep getting up, drawing near to the Lord, drawing nearer and nearer and nearer. The nearer that you get to the Lord, the more enabled you'll be to cast down those things that exalt themselves against the Lord. The more understanding you'll have, you'll be able to see clearly, you'll be able to recognize it, you'll be able to knock it down, you'll be able to quit. You don't have to put on a show. Christian shows are not good. Ever watch any of the old reruns of the early Christian shows? They shouldn't have put them on. Because they just weren't good. They didn't do a good job with them. They didn't really even interest people that much. Now, they're getting it down pat. But they're not a show. They're the real thing. They're giving people life. And this is the thing, you see, you have the life of God. If you have received Christ, you have the life of God in you, but you control it. Whether or not you will loose him and let him go. Folks, it's no problem getting up if you know what you want to get up for. If you have an idea of what God has in store, get up. You've been selected. I mean, for goodness sakes, you know, I'm talking about my Ranger, but okay. I am a proud Ranger dad. I didn't wear my shirt today. I thought about it, but I've been wearing it quite a few days before. And, you know, my wife would say he stinketh. But, you know, being selected was not even easy. And being elected for the opportunity to be selected took some hoops and some special recommendations by people and all kinds of things like that. I mean, there was a lot to go through to finally get that. And God just flat says, I'll give you something better than that. Just call on me and then follow me. Just follow me, Jesus said. Paul told him, he said, okay, imitate the Christ you see in me. Don't imitate me, imitate the Christ. If you have a heart for Christ, you'll recognize the Christ. You'll recognize the Jesus. You'll recognize the anointing. You'll be able to recognize when you ain't him. And you'll be able to push you down and let him back up. And oh, the joy that fills our soul. So folks, you've been selected. And you can get up. you can keep getting up, but you've got a desire to keep getting up. And your desire to get up has got to override the desire to stay down. Sometimes the Lord may say, get up. And we have a desire to stay down. This morning at 4:14, I woke up and I'd woken up a few more times, but I always was going back to sleep. And this time the Lord pointed me to John 4:14. And in John, the Gospel of John 4:14 is where Jesus says that the water that I give them will become a river bubbling up and overflowing. Oh, that's my heart's desire. That the river of the life of Jesus Christ bubbles up and overflows from my life. That it flows into your life. That I give you something that is live. That I give you something that causes you to get up. Something that causes you to say, wow, I have been selected and nothing's going to stop me. That the Spirit of God would bear witness with your spirit that you are so special. So special. You were special enough that there was no cost too great so that you could be blessed. Wow. That should make us feel pretty special. Pretty special. You have a seal from the Holy Spirit. A seal that says you are a child of God. Jordan has a little ranger thing that goes on his sleeve. And it says he's a ranger. And because he's a ranger, there's something more expected of him because he is. I don't understand it all. But I know it's true. And when we went down there, one of the guys that graduated with him, he says, well, Jordan's really a big deal because he's a ranger. Because he's not just a ranger that's going back to a regular regiment. He's a ranger in a ranger regiment. And he's such a ranger that he is already needing more prayers because he's sitting on alert already. That means that they're ready to go within a few hours, anytime, anywhere. And the Lord blessed him. And he says it's the Lord that blessed him. That when he went into his regiment and he began working there, they said, man, you don't even have ranger brain. And ranger brain is something that they experience after ranger training where they can't hardly put four sentences together. But Jordan didn't know what it was. He said, what do you mean ranger brain? And they said, well, that's when we tell you something and you look at us like we spoke a foreign language. And Jordan knows that that's only because of God. That he's able to jump from one spot to the next spot because the Spirit of the Lord is upon him for a purpose. And he knows that the prayers of the saints have been a big part of that, and he covets more of them. But folks, as special as that is to him that he has that, more special is the seal of God on his life. Because he recognizes that it is from the seal of God, as we have to recognize that it's from the seal of God that all blessings flow. That it is in him that we can do all things. And if we want to continue to do all things, then we need to remain in him. How special to have the Lord say, cherish is a word that I use to describe all the feelings that I have. God's feelings for you are so immense. Get close to him. Get to know them. Let them flood your life. Then let them throw out of your life and let other people's feeling that the anointing would be so powerful upon you that people would be as though they're hit by a force field when they get near you. That they would find themselves with a ranger brain going, whoa, what was that? Close to the presence of God. Jonathan Karen told us about they got a love seat that they pray on, and the love seat is so full of God, people sit down on it and they're slain in the spirit. I got that in church all the time. Hey, that's part of my bubble, but I just figure sometimes people get into the presence of the Lord and they just go into the presence of the Lord. God can tell you a lot more than I can. It's been my experience that He's pretty capable. But you have a calling from the Holy One, sealed by His Holy Spirit. The promises of God are yes and amen to you, especially to you, so that you can pass it on, so that the world might know that the King is in residence. There is a God in heaven, and He's able to help. But he chose to do it in such a way that He helps when He's called. So call upon the Lord while He is near, seek Him while He may be found, and give Him glory. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful to You that You selected us. You chose us before the world was created. You loved us and knew us before we were formed in the womb. You selected us to be Your children. You made the way through Jesus Christ that we would be accepted in the Beloved. And You sealed us with Your Holy Spirit and power. Wow, what a plan. Oh Lord, help us to grasp that and feel the specialness of that. Restore to us the joy of our salvation. Return us to a love that is overflowing for You. And let it never, 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 never let the light of that go out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, bless our fellowship as we continue with having fellowship together.